I'll be out of touch. I'm boarding my flight. Isn't going to be an excuse much longer. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We've been hearing a lot lately about Gogo in-flight wireless, which uses a ground-based 3G network to allow airline passengers to use wireless devices to get on the internet during commercial flights. It works over the 48 continental United States, but since it uses ground stations, it won't work over large bodies of water. But there's another way to skin that cat: satellites. The Iridium satellite constellation offers worldwide coverage, regardless of what kind of terrain you're over. The International Communications Group of Fairfax, Virginia, has been offering solutions to airborne communications challenges since 1994, serving corporations, governments, and individuals. A new product ICG was showing this year at AEA 2009 is targeted at business aircraft, offering internet connectivity for mobile devices via Iridium at an attractive price point. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell caught up with Darren Emery, ICG's Manager of Customer Service and Support, to find out more about the ICG NextMail server, the state of the industry, and where the company will take us next.
Darren, 2009 AEA, there's just a tremendous feeling of excitement in an industry that has had kind of a tough year, but is doing its best to innovate. As I see, ICG has a couple of announcements that hit the floor this week. Can you talk a little bit about what's new first at ICG?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you're right. The industry this year is having a tough time. It's a time where we all need to start looking back. What is it that the customer really needs? What's going to give them value for money? And this year, we're very excited. The NextMail server, NMS, really is going to revolutionize this office in the sky concept. We really now are going to be able to have BlackBerry in the sky, any Wi-Fi device. Anybody that can switch on their Wi-Fi will now be able to sit in their cabin, 30,000 feet, check email, be as bothered as they normally are on the ground, and at a low cost, simply using the Iridium network, which, of course, as everybody knows, is a global network. You don't need multiple systems, multiple boxes. And we're particularly excited because for the customers that have already chosen ICG over the years with our Iridium products, this little 3.2-pound box is a very simple add-on. It's not an expensive add-on whatsoever. And it's going to allow them to go both global voice and global data now at this point without the need for swift broadband or higher cost mediums. It's a very low bandwidth system. We all know that. But it's particularly suitable for emails and short attachments. In fact, attachments, typical sort of Word documents, can be sent in 1 or 2 minutes, which is really, when you're talking about $1 to $1.50 a minute, in comparison to the much higher rates that you'll see in Inmarsat at the moment, it's a really good option.
Where is your market for this? Who is the customer that really needs this capability? Because, you know, one of the things that got lost in some of the bizjet wars that happened in the last couple of months is that people don't realize how much business is not only transacted by the people who operate these aircraft, but how much business is transacted on the aircraft.
That's right. We've been standard equipment with Learjet, Bombardier, and some of the Gulfstream aircraft for many years now. And that sort of mid-size aircraft, and really it's suitable, of course, for any aircraft, but the mid-size, they've really been asking us to come forward with the office in the sky concept. Everybody's been searching for it for years now. We see those Lear 45s, the 60s, the Challenger 300s, the 605s. It's just a perfect fit for that. There's no need for that additional equipment that you would get with an Inmarsat system. And they really are looking for that basic connectivity. They don't need to go surfing the web. They're not really interested. What they need to do is to stay in touch with the office. And now they'll have that capability. They already have voice. Now they'll be having BlackBerry as well.
Well, where does ICG go from here?
I think that at this point what we're doing is we're really looking towards maintaining our superior technology. We've always felt that we've had a very good design. We've listened to the customers. I think the customers are asking us not only to move forward with the office in the sky concept, but also to look forward to possibly introducing IP handsets, those types of things as well. A lot of things being talked about right now, and I think this year and probably next year is going to be very exciting for us. We're determined to come out of this recession very, very strong. We're developing very hard at the moment on several new products, and I'm sure we'll be releasing those later in the year and announcing them. And it's key for us to come out fighting at the end of this, and I know everybody's just hoping to survive. I think that we're going to come out hopefully ahead of our competitors, just simply by pushing forward and not simply just trying to survive.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and ICG's Darren Emery in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Darren Emery of ICG about the NextMail server, a small box that allows email and web functionality for Wi-Fi devices on business aircraft.
Can you talk a little bit about supporting this technology, what the end user is really looking for, and how you try to keep up with that?
It's difficult. ICG over the years has had a very, very good reputation for our support. Obviously, it's my personal thing because, of course, I am the manager of customer service and support. So, of course, I love talking about this. When I first came on board, we had 20 people in the office. That was 6 years ago. We're now up to 85. Mm-hmm. Really a very, very good, strong company. But we've managed to keep that personal touch. I know that everybody, including me, hates call centers. We're seeing call centers go all over the world now. And it's interesting that even with call centers in the US, you're starting to find people less and less familiar with the products that they're being asked to support. They're simply sat in front of a computer, looking at a knowledge base, and when you say a certain word, they look it up. And hopefully they've given you the right answer. And we know how that works. A lot of times you don't get the right answer. And you have to try and find tier two, tier three, whatever tier it might be, just to get a good answer. We still have that personal touch. You're still going to get a voice at the end of the line when you call. And we specifically, when we moved into our new facilities about 4 years ago, we specifically designed the support area to have its own lab environment. So we have all of the products that you see behind us in a working live environment. All of the offices that we work in are literally two or three steps from those benches. For me, that's personally key to the success. We have to be able to set up things in the way that the customers have them. We need to be able to look at the equipment and really know what we're talking about. And I'm very proud of the team that we have. The unique thing about ICG is that we have products that fit every aircraft, from the smallest aircraft right up to the BBJs, 747s. We've really done everything over the years. And I think moving into that smaller market, the owner-operator, is very exciting for us. I think we're already positioned to really get into that market. It's just a question of seeing how the VLJ market works and how things go there.
Darren, let me ask you one question about the industry in general, because as a company that is supplying active operators, what are you seeing right now and how people are dealing with the times in regards to the decisions that they're making about the capabilities they're bringing to their travel scenarios?
I think that one thing that stands out in particular is that everybody's getting smarter. This last couple of years, we're seeing a lot of people doing research up front. They're looking at all of the products in the market, and they're coming to the table really with the right questions at this point. They're already making the informed decisions before they make the purchase. They're coming to the table and saying, well, I've looked at your products. I think this is the product I need. What do you think? And we're very good at that. Over the years, we've always been able to analyze what the individual operator needed and simply say, well, here's two options for you. Let's compare them. This is perhaps where you need to go. But I think the industry simply is just getting smarter. They're looking at reducing their costs. Obviously, everybody's very keen on reducing the weight in the aircraft. They want to go through a lower cost medium if they possibly can. Of course, simply surfing email via BlackBerry is a very good indicator there that everybody's looking for it. They simply want to get business done quicker, faster, but also more efficiently and at a lower cost. And I think that's where we're seeing things go.
Jim Campbell is ANN's Editor-in-Chief. Darren Emery is Manager of Customer Service and Support for International Communications Group, Incorporated. Find out more at www.icg.aero. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.